Matt Beisler joins us on Sports Byline USA. If you've been watching the Gold Cup, then you certainly know Matt or the MLS because he's one of the outstanding young players we have in soccer in this country. And the United States will be in the Gold Cup final as they'll go up against Panama. They beat Honduras 3-1, Panama knocking off Mexico. And, Matt, when I take a look at this team, I have almost seen a transformation. I remember when Coach Klinsmann came in, and the first couple of games, you know, people were unhappy, most notably the media and some fans, about the way the team was playing. And now you guys are on a roll. What was it that turned this team around to become the efficient soccer team that you are now?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's a number of things, but for me, you got to look at the confidence of the group. And, you know, we've had two or three games, or it started with two or three games in a row that we won, and our confidence grew, and we've just been, you know, carrying along with it. And before you know it, it's seven, eight, nine games now that we haven't lost.
The other thing that I note, and correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, but I see the American side dictating the tempo of a game, not reacting to it.
You're 100% correct, and that's something that we address before every game. In our pregame meetings, you know, we want to be the team that is aggressive, that attacks, that goes at the other team. And for the last 10 or 11 games, we've been doing that.
And what is the philosophy of that attack? What part of the team are you guys most comfortable with in using that for an attack mode?
I think, to be honest, the way that we attack, it's pretty open, free-flowing. We trust our guys up top. You know, you mentioned Landon Donovan. You look at a guy Clint Dempsey or Josie Altidore, Eddie Johnson. I mean, those guys are such quality players that you don't really have to tell them too much. You kind of just let them do their thing and be creative because that's what they're best at.
The other thing too, Matt, and again, I may be wrong about this, but when I take a look at this national team, I see more weapons than what I've ever seen on a national team. It used to be, I think, that the United States had one, two, maybe three guys. But as you've already enumerated, I think you've got four or five guys that, you know, everybody can play in this, you know, play in the competition and help this side out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good problem to have. You can never have too many weapons.
And when you look at all of the guys playing together, I mean, what is it that kind of triggers that offense? Is it everybody knowing what the other guy's going to do?
Yeah, it is. It just comes through experience. And it took us a little bit to all get on the same page. But I think we're all clicking, and we all know the expectation and how each other play now. And now it's all kind of coming together.
What is it that Coach Klinsmann brings to this national team? What is his philosophy of playing soccer?
He brings confidence. He really does. He instills confidence in every single player individually and then collectively as a team. Very positive, always pushing his players, getting the most out of his players. And so far, I think we've all responded very well.
I think some of his early comments, when I read them when he first took over the team, I thought to myself, I wonder if he's going to be able to pat any guys on the back. I know he can kick them in the rear end, but I don't know if he can pat them on the back. Has he kind of softened a little bit and picked his spots when to say nice job to a person as well as saying, hey, you can do this better?
Well, we all respect Coach to the fullest, really, just with what he's accomplished as a player and as a coach and all of his experiences. So at this level, we're not too worried about, you know, getting patted on the back or getting compliments. Any criticism is constructive, and you know, we all just want to win.
One of the things I've heard from my friends that are professional golfers, Matt, is the fact that there is a big difference from playing on a PGA Tour event and playing in one of the big four, one of the major sporting events. I'm going to assume that also applies to maybe playing an MLS game. While it's important, but playing a game that, you know, you're representing your country and one with a high visibility probably carries a lot of different dynamics to it.
It does. There's a lot more pressure, and you can feel it going into the game. But the challenge for you as a player is to try and approach it like you do every other game. Because if you do that, I think that's kind of where you're going to find your success.
And what's the pluses and minuses of either playing a national game at home as compared to out of the country, beyond the obvious, of course? Does that motivate you guys to focus a little bit more when you're in a hostile environment? And does the home crowd jack you up and get you energized a little bit more when you're playing at home?
Oh, 100%. We feed off the crowd's energy. Momentum in soccer is a big thing. And so when we're at home, we're the aggressors even more, and we push the game. When you're going on the road, there's so many variables. The climate, the crowd, even the food, the hotel you're staying at, all of it is different. And it just makes it a little bit more of a challenge to go on the road into a different country.
Is there as much politicizing that used to go along with officiating today as it did maybe 15, 20 years ago, you think, Matt?
maybe not quite as much as 15 or 20 years ago, but the referees are referees, so we can't really complain, and, you know, they're not going to change.
The United States beat Honduras 3-1. You guys jumped out to a quick lead on that one. How much does that make a match easier when you know that you've scored early, that things are flowing easily? I mean, does it make you relax and even play better from a flow standpoint?
Well, when we play these teams, these CONCACAF teams, the longer it stays tied, the harder it gets. Because, you know, these teams start believing that they can beat us or that they can tie us. Almost like a quick jab to the jaw, you know, in the first 5 or 10 minutes for us getting a goal, that's huge for us.
How do you see the matchup in the cup final against Panama?
It's going to be a tough one. Panama's a team, they've been together for, you know, the last probably 5 or 6 years. With their core group of players. So they're an experienced team. They're physical. They're athletic. It's going to be a tough one.
I had a friend of mine who's involved in soccer tell me that if the United States is going to become a true power in this sport worldwide, that more of our players have to go outside the country and play against better talent. And I know what he's talking about. I mean, you always play up to the level of the competition, and if you're playing other American League players, while they may be good, they're not the classy players or the successful players that you find in other parts of the world. How do you feel about a statement like that? Is that on the mark?
I would argue that. I think the MLS is really up and coming, and it's closing the gap on leagues in Europe and all around the world, and it's closing the gap very quickly. And so, I still would say the elite teams in Europe are better, but the overall experience and for a player's development, the MLS is a great league.
Just as an observation, knowing Landon Donovan as I do, I know he took a lot of heat for, you know, stepping away for about 5 or 6 months, but coming back, he looks rejuvenated, and I really kind of felt that with the long seasons that he had been playing, that he really did need to step aside as a veteran athlete. I think veteran athletes get to a point, Matt, where they have to reassess where they are in their life and where they are professionally. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's playing so good so quickly. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, Landon's energy levels this entire camp have been great. His attitude, his team-first mentality, they've all been great, so it's really nice to see Landon playing as well as he is.
Did you start as a kid playing the sport?
I did, yes, but I grew up playing all the other sports too.
And you went to Notre Dame, of course. You played soccer there as well. When you look at this sport from your perspective, you know, what are you happiest about what you've accomplished?
I think just on a Saturday night. Every week when we go play an MLS game in Kansas City, and there's 20,000 fans every single weekend, and it's the toughest ticket in town right now. That's a place where 5 or 10 years ago would be hard to believe you'd be there. But that gets me excited.
We've got about 30 seconds left. You were the 2012 MLS Defender of the Year, and I've always found in all sports that being a top defender, that it's really a mindset more than anything else. Is it that way in soccer for you?
Well, that's a big part of it. The other part is your teammate. Soccer is the ultimate team game, and our team defensively has been very good. So all the honors and the awards kind of go along with that, to be honest.
Matt, I want to thank you very much. It's good to catch up with you before the championship match coming up this weekend in the Gold Cup. Good luck to that, and you're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
One of the star players for the U.S. national team that'll see action this weekend in the Gold Cup final. That'll be against Panama. Matt Beisler with us on Sports Byline. We continue with more of you in America's Sports Talk Show.